What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissists discard everyone that does not serve them. To remain in a narcissistic person's life, there has to be a purpose. And that purpose has to be to serve them. That purpose has to be in benefit of them. Narcissistic people don't have like wasted slots in their life for people. You mean, so if you're not serving me, if you're not helping me, you're hindering me. If you're not there for me to help me grow and to help me get out there and to help me be more of who I need to be, then you're doing that. You see what I'm saying? If you're not helping, you're hindering. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic. That's how it goes a lot of times in this position, you know, in these spaces, in these positions right here. Narcissistic people, everybody gets discarded that is not trying to help them, that is not of benefit to them.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And it, like I say, your role in that narcissist, your connection to the narcissist doesn't really matter. It could be a parent, it could be a kid, it could be a friend, co-worker, best friend, buddy, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever it is. If you are not bringing power to this narcissistic person, if you are not willing to put your flying monkey wings on and be a blind supporter of this person, then yes, this is what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Then yes, this is the dynamic that is going to happen. They're going to discard you. Narcissists discard everybody that is not serving a unique purpose in their life. Like if you're not here to help me grow, then you're killing me. And I know not only do narcissists think like that, but intent matters. Intent matters. Typically, relationships with narcissists are not mutually beneficial. It's not necessary. It's normally not a symbiotic relationship. Typically, you, whatever role you play, are putting more into the relationship with the narcissist than the narcissistic person is putting into it themselves. You know, that's how it goes a lot of times. Like, you are putting more into it than they are. You are trying harder than they are. You are doing more than they are. You are like, yeah, it works out that way a lot of times. It's just one of those things. That's how it goes. And like I said, if you've dealt with a narcissist or a toxic person, then you understand exactly what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying. Like, you know, you've been in this spot before where you absolutely know what I'm talking about. Like, the second that narcissistic person saw you as not as non-beneficial, as not needed in their life, they got rid of you. They might have ghosted you. They might have started talking to you less. They might have started to devalue you. They might have started a smear campaign on you. Whatever it is, they got rid of you. Your relationship dynamic changed. When you start setting boundaries on a narcissist, you get discarded. You know, again, y'all, it doesn't matter if you're their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, partner, spouse, whatever you are, whatever role you play. If you start setting boundaries on a narcissist, you'll probably see them less. You'll probably engage with them less. You'll probably talk to them less. You'll probably deal with them less because they don't want to deal with it. You see what I'm saying? You see the mindset behind it. Like, if you're not serving me, you're hurting me. If you're not helping me, you're hindering me. If you're not, like I said, you see, y'all get it. You understand exactly what I'm saying. Like, you have to, there is a reason behind it, a method behind the madness, so to speak. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, you know what I'm talking about. It's a mind, y'all, it really is a mindset type of thing when you're uniquely placing your, like, placing your trust in a narcissist. Like, the moment that you stop serving a purpose, they look at you differently. And it, yeah, it happens a lot of times in intimate relationships because that's what you hear about a lot. But even as a kid, like, so imagine being in a toxic relationship with a narcissist, right? You're trying to co-parent with this person, counter-parent. You're trying to parent with this person overall, right? And let's say that narcissistic person, the narcissist, is using the kids as leverage, right? And it works. Every time they try to use the kids as leverage, it works. It works. It works. It works. So the kids are serving a purpose, right? They can use those kids as leverage against you, right? So let's just say one or two times they try to use the kids as leverage and it doesn't work. Using the kids as leverage no longer works. So the kids no longer serve a purpose. So sometimes they discard the kids. You see what I'm saying? They were using the kids. The kids had a purpose. The kids served a purpose. But now the kids no longer have a purpose. The kids no longer serve a purpose. So the narcissist doesn't need them anymore. You see what I'm saying? So the narcissist gets rid of the kids that no longer serve a purpose. So it doesn't, and also getting rid of the kids, they get rid of the other parent as well. You see what I'm saying? It's just not just always going to be intimate relationships. Narcissists, once the kids stop serving them, they get rid of them. You know what I mean? They discard them. Everybody gets emotionally discarded in a relationship with a narcissist. They emotionally disconnect from most, damn near everybody in their life. They might not physically get rid of you if you're in an intimate relationship, or you like their son, daughter, husband, wife, whatever, you know, brother, sister, whatever. They might not physically get rid of you, but they get rid of you, you know, and it happens quite a bit. That's why I tell people, y'all, if you're in a relationship with a narcissist, toxic person, whatever, and you stop serving a purpose, it's time to go. In their mind, they automatically are seeking a replacement for you. They are seeking. They are seeking a new friend. They are seeking a new partner. They are seeking a new job. It could be a job as well. Y'all. It doesn't necessarily have to be a person. You know, everybody gets discarded. Narcissists discard everyone that does not serve a purpose. If your BFF, your bestie, is a narcissist, right? And then you like are giving them money or whatever. Once you stop giving them money, tell them to get a job. It's bye bye. They disappear on you. They think you're ungrateful. You no longer serve a purpose. When you were there, you were serving a purpose for this person, weren't you? You see what I'm saying? That's how simple it could be a lot of times in these toxic relationships. That's the simplicity of it sometimes when you're dealing with a narcissistic person. Like, they will literally can get rid of you on a dime for stop giving them money. When you stop giving them supply. Whatever supply that narcissistic person is getting from you, if that supply runs low or gets cut off, they discard the supply. They discard the person that's providing that supply or provided that supply. They get rid of you. You see what I'm saying? They get rid of you. My wife said to be selfish, y'all. That's wifey. Send me selfies. Yeah, a smile. Yes, y'all. I love my wife. It's wifey. But yeah, so that's part of it right there, y'all. That is absolutely a part of the dynamic, a part of the space, a part of the piece. A lot of narcissistic people get into these spaces, get into these relationship dynamics, and you have to serve them. You have to serve a purpose. How do I get them to leave me alone? How I get them to discard me? Figure out what supply that they are getting from you and cut it off. Figure out what purpose you serve in their life and then cut it off. Figure out what they are doing for you and then cut it off. Cut it off, y'all. Sometimes they will discard you when you cut off whatever they're getting for you, because they discard everybody who's not serving them. They discard everybody who's not supporting them. They discard everybody who's not there for them when they need them. They discard everybody who's not just blindly lifting them up and supporting their delusions of grandeur. They discard you. So cut it off. Figure out what this person is getting from you. What are you, ask yourself, like, what am I providing this person? You know what I mean? What am I providing this narcissistic person? What am I providing them? You know what I mean? What am I providing them? Figure out what you're providing them, figure out what you're providing them, or whatever supply, and then cut it off. And sometimes they'll discard you. Is this a foolproof plan? No. Sometimes you gotta, sometimes they're getting multiple things from you. Sometimes it's just you. Sometimes it's you. They think that you, they own you. They think that you belong to them. They think that all this, they think you belong to them. So that's part of it right there too, y'all. That's a very unique space to be in. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissist, toxic person, or whoever, just understand that this is a piece of what you have to deal with. This is a piece of how things are going to go, possibly. This is a piece of it, y'all. You know what I mean? They discard everybody around them that does not serve them. They turn on you. And a discard, like I said, they can turn on you. They can start to attack you maliciously. You see this in politics all the time. Once you stop serving them, they attack you maliciously. You see what I'm saying? You see it happening in everyday real life. This is not just a, like I said, it's not just an intimate relationship type of thing. It's happening in everyday real life. So figure out what they're getting from you. Cut it off. You know what I mean? If y'all are missing my episodes of Waving the Red Flag, we talk about this type of stuff all the time on Waving the Red Flag show, my YouTube show. Every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, y'all, me and my co-host Jessica, we talk about a lot of issues. Jessica just shared her story, y'all, about surviving a narcissistic therapist. But anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Kids' book, the final proof will be here on Tuesday of this upcoming week, and then the book will be released next week. Y'all join my newsletter. Remember, it's not your fault. It's my kid's book. Had to make some finishing touches to it. Remember, it's not your fault. It's coming out to help kids understand that how you were raised, how your circumstances were not your fault. Anyways, y'all, the self-love brand is still available. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.